Blood Money. Two of the biggest funders of the radical transgender movement in the U.S. are China-linked billionaires. By Catherine Hamilton on March 4, 2024. Pro-Beijing groups financially backed by two China-linked billionaires are pushing the radical transgender movement as a means of advancing a Marxist agenda in the United States. Seven-time New York Times best-selling author Peter Schweitzer reveals in his new book Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. In Blood Money, Schweitzer, who is the Breitbart News senior contributor and the president of the Government Accountability Institute, reveals China's multi-pronged, covert attack on America. In Chapter 6, called Destabilizing Democracy, Schweitzer explores how two billionaires, China-based American Neville Roy Singham and Alibaba co-founder Joseph Tsai, prop up radical activist groups that use transgenderism as a weapon against the capitalist order. Schweitzer first focuses on Singham, who grew up in Jamaica and Detroit, Michigan, and as a young man adopted communist ideological views, joining the League of Revolutionary Black Workers, LRBW. Singham ended up creating a software business named ThoughtWorks, while also serving as a strategic technical consultant for Huawei, the Chinese military-linked tech company. ThoughtWorks eventually opened an office in Beijing, and in 2010, it held its software development conference in China's capital city. However, Singham ended up selling the company in 2017, a sale which was a financial boon for him and enabled him to dump money into various companies in China, where he now lives, according to Blood Money. While enjoying his affluent life and connections in Beijing, Singham has poured more than $100 million into organizations driving the protest movement in the United States, Schweitzer details. According to the chief scientist at ThoughtWorks, Martin Fowler, Singham sold the company so he could fund his activist work, radical pro-communist Chinese causes. Schweitzer, citing tax records, found that Singham's largest financial commitment is to a New York project called the People's Forum. Two co-executives of the People's Forum, Claudia de la Cruz and Manolo de los Santos, are members of the PSL, Party of Socialism and Liberation, whose leader once demanded that party members offer a militant political defense of the Chinese government. Schweitzer points out how the PSL uses the trans movement, along with many other Marxist, grievance-based movements to push the dismantling of Western values. One of the most divisive issues in America today is the debate over trans rights. Here, too, you see the hand of these Beijing-linked organizations and financiers, Schweitzer writes. For PSL, the trans movement has become a central part of the radical Marxist movement. The revolution will not be gender-conforming, stated one article that examined the substantial number of trans members of the PSL. These pro-Beijing groups see the trans movement as a powerful force to advance their pro-Beijing agenda and push to further radicalize the movement, he continues. The unity of our movements terrifies them, they explain. Regarding attacks on the trans movement, these are attacks that serve the interests of the capitalist class. Regarding linking black radical movements, the anti-police movement, and socialism, the ability to link all of those things together is extremely, extremely dangerous to the capitalist order. Schweitzer found that Singham's organizations have also funded and organized efforts to push the LGBTQ movement further into the American public debate via an event titled Becoming Numerous, Legacies of Queer and Trans Rebellion. As for Jospeh Tsai, co-founder of Alibaba, essentially a state-controlled entity in China, he has poured millions of dollars into trans causes and research in the United States, Schweitzer writes. More specifically, the Joe and Claire Tsai Foundation launched the Wu Tsai Human Performance Alliance in July 2021, with a commitment of $220 million. One of the initiatives is the Wu Tsai Female Athlete Program at Boston Children's Hospital, which serves as a Wu Tsai Human Performance Alliance Innovation Hub. The female athlete program's definition of female includes transgender females as well as those assigned female at birth. The director of the female athlete program, Dr. Catherine Ackerman, is a proponent of transgender athlete inclusion, according to Blood Money. Schweitzer notes that the Boston Children's Hospital is infamous for its first-of-a-kind center for gender surgery that performs mastectomies on teenagers as young as 15, as well as since deleted wording on the hospital's website that claimed teens as young as 17 can get vaginoplasties. One of the hospital staffer's controversial claims is that a good portion of children do know their gender identity, as early as seemingly from the womb, he writes. Schweitzer found that Tsai also funded another center at Stanford University heavily involved in trans research, advocacy, and activism. The same institute held a book club event to promote scientist Ben Barz's book The Autobiography of a Transgender Scientist, he writes. What is especially interesting about both billionaires and the pro-Beijing groups pushing the trans agenda in the US is that they don't push them, in China, Schweitzer notes. He continues. In that country, adults who transition live much more precarious lives because civil liberties in general are limited. The Chinese government has limited LGBTQ appearances on television and in films, arguing that the depiction of those subjects is damaging to the country. The Chinese government views LGBTQ as an evil foreign influence that prevents young people from marrying and having children and bans effeminate men on television, among other depictions that could be seen as pro-gay. Social media companies have shut down accounts on the LGBTQ topic. Indeed, LGBTQ groups often don't officially register with authorities because they will not be approved. But, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, FRSO, PSL, Singham, and Tsai have not publicly criticized the Chinese government for its conduct, he adds. Do they support LGBTQ rights or simply see them as a cynical weapon to wield and with which to divide the United States? Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans is out now and available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at thecot_Hamilton.